A motley troupe of almost 60 performers and educators is in Juneau for 3 days of workshops, shows, and activities starting tomorrow. They call themselves the New Old Time Chautauqua. There are jugglers, mismatched marching band uniforms, and a mustachioed ringmaster in a kilt. KTOO's Annie Bartholomew has this preview.
The traveling Chautauqua movement began on Lake Chautauqua, New York, in the late 1800s. They brought lectures, theater, and music to rural communities, but it mostly died out after the rise of radio and motion pictures. In 1981, Patch Adams, yep, the one Robin Williams played, and the Flying Karamazov brothers revived the movement. Natalie Rothhaus was with the Juneau Arts and Humanities Council in 1992 when the new old-time Chautauqua first visited Juneau.
It's so much fun, and it's so much goodwill spirited. You know, you're working with people who are doing this for the love of it. They're not coming in just to do a show. It's not just a gig. It's a Chautauquan family.
The new old-time Chautauqua is a nonprofit whose members volunteer their time and fund their own travel during the month-long tour each summer. It's Chautauquan tradition to share knowledge, partner with local organizations, and build community through laughter, entertainment, and education. The troupe will join both the Douglas and downtown Juneau parades on their last day in town.
The last time we did do a parade, it was quite wonderful. I myself wanted to run away with the circus.
And one Junoite actually did. Valerie Snyder, owner of Douglas's Brown Boots Costume Company, joined the Chautauqua in Bellingham last month for a crammed week of rehearsals before they hopped the ferry up to Ketchikan.
People are genuinely surprised, and we've got community members to march with us. In Ketchikan, I ran up the sidewalk and I did a little face painting on all the kids waiting on the side of the street.
So far on this jaunt, the group has performed in Ketchikan, Wrangell, and Petersburg. Snyder is the only Alaskan from Southeast in the troupe. She plays violin, juggles, hula hoops, and contributes a little singing and dancing.
Just expect fun and warmth and friendship. We're just here to entertain and to put a smile on your face.
Their three-day routine begins with an open potluck Thursday at the Douglas Library. Think of it as a Chautauqua launch party with a chalk drawing competition and a community music jam. Friday is the workshop day at Centennial Hall, where Chautauquans and community members will teach circus skills, how to build a fire using friction, the Chinese meditative art of Qigong, how to fold a fitted sheet, and lecture on health. There will also be pop-up performances downtown. The only ticketed part of their visit is the headlining vaudeville show Friday evening, which features music, aerialists, the Flying Karamazov brothers, and lots of shtick.
And that's how we do it, ladies and gentlemen. It's an all-volunteer band. Nobody gets paid.
What? Oh, yeah.
No. You guys are going to get paid. You guys are going to get paid. Don't worry. Whew, these guys are really testy, okay?
New old-time Chautauqua founder and original Flying Karamazov brother, Paul Magid, hopes to inspire change person to person. The troupe will perform at the Johnson Youth Center and the Juneau Pioneer Home as part of their service mission. Maggie describes the spirit behind their group in his 2012 TEDx talk.
And it's our love of music, play, laughter, and for each other that bridges all political and religious differences, whether on a baseball field, in a grocery store, or at a maximum security prison.
After Juneau, they're headed to Hoonah, Haines, and Sitka. In Juneau, I'm Annie Bartholomew.